makeup. I'm also do makeup. I have a lash tech here, and I have an esthetician. So when you're getting that makeup and stuff done, you gotta work on the under. You gotta be able to wear your good skin and healthy skin underneath, drinking water and minding your business.
Right on. Right on. Ain't nothing wrong with it. What's the most frustrating part of business? Like, the most frustrating thing that happens, you just, it's no just question. That thing that get under your skin. It's the thing. It's the thing that bothers you.
The thing that bothers me is,
people not washing their hair before time. Is it
just sometimes dirty skin? Sometimes people just don't have the knowledge of hair, so they want certain things, and then their hair texture might not agree with that, and things like that. So those are some of the things that
they come in and be like, "Let me get the number 12."
For sure.
Hair ain't like
this
the number.
Much. Yeah. Sure, we gotta figure out something different.
What's the jolly part of business? Is the it just only your own thing?
Is making somebody feel good.
Right.
It's absolutely. Making people feel good. They work hard for their money. So when they come in here and they get, this is an experience. You can request champagne, wine.
Oh.
It's really an experience.
Oh, it's more like a lounge.
Not a lounge.
What y'all doing in here? What y'all doing in here? It ain't got comfortable.
But
I
these
comfortable.
Women are like spending their hard earned money. It's a recession, no matter what people make you think. And they just need to relax and get away from the kids. They want something for themselves. So I try to make them feel as comfortable as possible, like you really getting your money's worth in here.
This is dope. I really like this. Is it like the grand opening? Y'all had a grand opening?
We did.
Yeah, how was it? Red carpet status.
It was successful.
I really
appreciate everybody for coming out.
Right on. Did y'all record it?
We do have some videos.
Oh, yeah, y'all got to release it. Let's get that thing up on our show. You dig? They going to let them know, man. What's the fun part about her being your sister, man? Tell me. What's dope about it?
What's dope about it is like, we're just alike.
Yeah.
Twins?
Yeah.
We call each other twins.
Oh,
yeah. You know, she's more of the rock father, but, you know, I'm humble. We both humble together. But my thing is, you know, if I got a platform, one thing I'm going to do is pass it down to anybody and everybody that I got. And, you know what I'm saying? It was a clueless story, but I believe in my sister so much. I'm like, sis, you gotta have this.
Yeah, it's an absolute
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my flowers in the
past.
I got my flowers, so my thing now is my sister deserves her flowers.
Yeah,
so that's my main thing, because I believe in her brand. So that is that much to the point, I got to make them phone calls like, sis, I'm going to get these people on your platform now so they can see your work.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, we got a lot of things coming, you know.
Any events?
Yeah,
the main event is the Back to School event.
Okay, yeah. Talk about it.
Very affordable prices for the kids for going back to school.
Okay.
We will be doing a raffle soon, so that way I'll be able to give back to people who need it the most for my neighborhood, like girls coming up like me who didn't have it or whatever the case. So we're going to do some giving back, but we're also having a really big sale.
What's the time and date?
The date is now, and to be determined. I feel like girls need to hear that whole school year, so I'm trying to work it out with my brothers to where as though we may be possibly run it all school year, so that way the ladies are getting that sale, gentlemen are getting that sale all year round.
Let's have a sit down. I want to get in your business.
Not my business.
Yeah, just a little bit of your thoughts about life, man, and what's happening out here. Both of y'all can answer if you want. But I really want to ask, like, what frustrates you the most about, like, this inner city, the inner city thing? Violence, whether it's the news constantly being negative, anything. What's the biggest frustration just being black in Philadelphia, North Philadelphia at that?
It's just like...
Wait, are you frustrated?
I'm frustrated. It's like hard to live around. This is what's happening. The things that are in the news, this is what's happening. So, like, it's really hard. It's frustrating to watch our kids being killed, and nobody cares. People with power are not, like, in any way acknowledging it.
Yeah, for sure. Man, we
definitely I read an article reason. When anywhere else in Philly, if you commit a murder, it's going to get solved.
Yeah.
In Philly, they're like suggesting, like.
We just found out from a meeting that we went to on 12th and Cambridge, the rec center we're involved with that. What about 75-80% of the murders go unsolved?
Oh, yeah.
Even the shootings, almost is higher than that, even with the shootings. Just somebody shooting and not even killing nobody. It's like 92. They go unsolved without the cops doing anything about it. How could we change that, though? I don't trust cops, me, personally.
Okay.
The reason I don't trust cops is because I don't like the fact that it's law, like the people that enforce the law don't know the law,
okay,
but they in charge of it. You right. in charge of enforcing something that you're completely ignorant of, which means you're going to violate my rights from the rip. Correct. You don't even know my rights. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And if I'm a person, because the regular 9-to-5 don't know the Constitution. They don't, the regular 9-to-5 person, they not looking at the Constitution, studying history, or nothing like that.
Right.
So what happens is the majority of the people don't know their rights. Even if you a person that knew your rights, why would you violate mine?
Right.
You know what I mean? Whether I know them or not, don't play on my weakness. Whether I know them or not, you shouldn't violate them because your job is to enforce them. I hear cops always try to include us in the violence that go on out here. So they'll say, well, y'all only care when the police do something to a person. Y'all don't do nothing when a regular black person kill a normal black person, which is not true. Y'all parroting shit y'all heard from somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very, people always doing candlelight visuals or something when normal people die. The other thing is, bitch, you a cop. Right. Your job is not to be a street nigga.
Exactly.
Their job is to run the streets and do street shit. That's their job. That's why they street people. You a fucking cop. Your job is to enforce this law. Protect motherfuckers. That's the opposite of what you're doing. Yeah. So how is it you trying to justify it by us when technically the streets is doing their job? The job for the street niggas is to be street niggas. Your job is to catch the criminal. You understand? And you want me to help you. I ain't got nothing for you. Because I ain't getting none of that check. And on top of that, my integrity and my morals just won't allow me to do it. There's no way I'm going to turn in somebody that look like me over to you. I don't trust them. I don't trust what you going to do with that person. See what I'm saying? I don't trust them in your presence. I don't trust you. And they tell me that it's a few bad apples in there. But I think it's the opposite. I think it's a few good apples. It's a lot of bad apples. And it came from me, Philadelphia, Philly, Deliano, you dig? But y'all tell me from y'all point of view, because it may be different. With the police, you know, it may be different. Y'all might got a different relationship because y'all business owners out here. Like, how is business owners in the police relationship here in Philadelphia?
I'm gonna just say the police district, they definitely tap in, and we got a couple of personnel that come, temple police that in the area, they come make sure that we're all right. The fire department, you know, we gave donations to the fire department a couple months ago, so it's like we get the support from police and the fire department and stuff like that. So it's like we're just trying to make a change in ourselves and for our people to give them some guidance. Besides, you know, some police might need that help. So if we got some knowledge, we can probably pass it down to some of our peers.
Yeah. You think we should have a relationship with the police?
Some. I'm gonna say you can test it out with some of them. Let's see, if they got the same mental that we got.
Yeah. How can we get the trust in people? Even with our business, like how can
it's like throwing the same way we throw a fishing line out to see if we got real friends. We do the same thing for them.
No doubt, I'm with that, man.
How do y'all stay positive, knowing there's a lot going on and y'all trying to run business the right way?
And that theory for me is like, I don't really try to watch all the stuff that's going on the social media pertaining the deaths and everything, because I think that can bring a lot of stress onto your world.
Absolutely.
And where your stuff can break up real fast, it's saying the no gun zone, the police, you can't, at the end of the day, it's not in your possession to worry about what's going on. It's like, I'm upset about the situation, but it's not in your possession. Say, damn, I gotta worry about that. You gotta also maintain yourself first.
What you think we could put in place for that so that we don't have to look at that no more? That we can wake up and not check the no gun zone page? Like, what could we put in place for that? We need to start partying again or something. I feel like we happy enough. Like,
my thing is like, because the media world is so big now, and it's like from then to now it's very big, and it's like only thing that you can do is play a role in your inner self to try to help out to be a better candidate.
Absolutely, I'm with that. I'm with that. Man, as far as beauty, let's come over to the beauty side. You know, you're making people get confident and all that. You might be sending them out to twerk. You know what I mean? But yeah, you have a thought of something like a not like a party, but something that you can put together as far as you have a thought of putting something together with your business I'm trying to think of what I saw like a, it was a barbershop, but it was almost like not a nightclub, but like that lounge feel I was telling you about. But they actually come in and they got actual live performers. I seen a comedian in one, you know, and they wasn't performing while he was getting their hair done. He done it after, but it was an event. It was an event done where they get their hair done. It's a drink that come with that, like you got going on. They had a show that was included. It was a ticket they bought, and it included getting their hair done, and they was able to watch the show, drink, and yeah, that was dope. And I'm thinking like, damn, was that the first time that was done?
That's news to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as far as I might have thought was hookah at one point, but then like, permits for the smoking and stuff like that. Yeah, so you gotta.
Oh, it's permits and stuff that come with that. So you can't just do it.
I can't just like open a super bar.
Right on. Yeah.
So you gotta just be mindful of certain things. Uh-huh. And then we're right across the street from a school, so certain things just don't
apply. Yeah, that's true. What kids harder to deal with than adults when you're doing hair?
You know what? Some of these babies bring shame to these girls that be in their phone like this. Girl, pull the phone up to your face and stop
it's
it.
It's the same way, cutting hair. They be in their phones. They
put
get
your
busy.
Phone up.
Yeah, I know it's addictive, man. It's addictive. Are you addicted to your phone?
I ain't gonna do that.
Right. So
I'm addicted to both of them. I'm on both of them
at the same time. Handling business and playing on another joint. Entertainment.
I got a question. How often you deal with rejection? And if so,
rejection how you,
from business.
Okay.
Maybe it could be a bad review or maybe the city trying to come shut you down. How often you deal with it and how you deal with it?
I'm be honest, I don't have no bad reviews.
Right.
All my customers are returning customers. I have customers like she travels 2 hours from New York to come see me.
Now how would you deal with rejection if it happened? Would you be burnt? Would that be sorry for you?
I'm going to try to rectify the situation because I want you to feel like, to like your hair. I want you to like your experience here.
What if it's not the hair?
What if
it's the experience? What if you just got, I don't like them niggas.
I don't
they be looking at me when I'm undone and all that.
So this is like a trial and error. Like when you come and you're new here, you're just trying me out. And I might not be for everybody.
Right.
This experience might not be for everybody. The way I do hair, the way whatever, it just, everybody's not gonna like me.
Yeah.
I learned to accept that, and I feel like now I'm just in a better place than I feel like. Everybody is not. I could give you top-notch service, but if it wasn't what you had in mind, you might have a problem with it.
Yeah, I gotta get where you at in life.
I'm trying.
I'm telling
God's
you.
I'm still working
because
on me.
Because I can't, I don't like rejection. Don't tell me you don't like this haircut.
Yeah, what
boy,
you mean?
I'm
what
a
deep
what you mean? Lock that door, man. I'm out of here.
You understand me?
Yeah, where you start from? Did you start from the crib?
I definitely started
with the curls
my
on the stove?
Yes, I did. And I still put my hot comb on the stove.
You ain't burning the ears, though. That's old school. You gotta burn the back
burn
of the ears. They be tight about that, yo. I know it, man. I know that stuff hurt, man. But I'm glad. I'm glad to see black people doing something else other than, you know, I like rap. I'm a fan of rap. But it started to become watered down when everybody's a rapper. It just seemed like we can't go nowhere else. Once we see something, black people, I'm talking. I don't even care about black people. Most of the time. Yeah, I'm selfish like that. I own our people. But most of the time when we see something like that and somebody went at it, then it's like everybody go there. But black women I see do different things. They're not like us. We see one thing and gravitate toward women do a bunch of shit. Dental, education, hair, music, poetry. You know, y'all get it. So I'm trying to figure out, because men's so simple, we really like north, south.
Right.
I'm trying to figure out how we can learn west, east. What, how to navigate the same way as y'all, because the problem with y'all, some of y'all is y'all won't help us. Y'all real true. Like when a man in a certain situation, y'all leave him there. It ain't no look, I'm gonna show you the game. And I understand probably because a man is supposed to be the one leading, but we can learn from each other. That's real traditional
question.
Stuff.
I got a question now. How old are you?
36.
You're 36, I'm 30. I feel like we are in a point in our lives, me in particular, where I'm not teaching anybody how to swim. and I'm not sinking with anybody's shit.
Right.
It's just that simple. Like, I want to love you, but I want you to love yourself too. You gotta love yourself enough to branch out. You gotta take the risk. All of it is a risk. And I feel like men are not willing to take the risk. They're scared to fail.
Yeah, ooh. I am very scared to fail because y'all put that on us. Women put that pressure on, especially my mom. She ain't play all that.
Okay.
We're gonna get out of this house and we're gonna be something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And something is not a direction. Mm. I don't know where that is. Where is something? Because I could be a garbage collector.
But only thing that is be the best garbage collector there is. If you gonna do it, be the best at it.
That's
it. If you out here, if you out here collecting cans, listen, babe, I'm going down to my grandma's house and I'm gonna get these cans because I know she drinks some Pepsi's down there and I'm gonna bring these cans back.
Mom Duke said, nigga, don't you better not come in here with no goddamn trash.
Any final thoughts? Any final thoughts for the camera?
I got a question for you.
Okay.
A few of them. Man, you deal with a lot of celebrities, man. There's pressure on it. What's the pressure of punctuality? Is it pressure for you to be what, on time? Is it pressure for you to be what, accurate in everything that you're doing, for your information to be straight? What's the thing that stress you out the most dealing with people that to you, it may seem like we regular people, but to the world, they look like ads up here.
I'ma just say it's like, I do it all humbly. It's like, my thing is, it's a yes or no thing for me. If it's like, if I'm trying to do business and I put my hand out to you and like, yo, this is what I get into, this and that and the third, and you're denying me and you ain't see my work, that means I ain't working hard enough. So what I'm gonna do is push hard.
Right.
So it's just basically going in there and meeting who you need to meet and be humble in the mix and not being, oh, dang, it's such and such, such. No, you gotta be in there and be yourself. Mm-hmm. Because they is regular people.
Yeah, for sure. Man, you are a very humble guy. You always been. And I'm trying to figure out, you ever had a fan moment when you dealt with any of them? Or it's always been just the basic one, two, three? You look very hard to wow.
I'm going to just say Nikki just a little bit. But when this, she came out of reality.
She is beautiful.
So it's like, just for that form, it was like, and as her climbing, I'm like, but then I had to double back and say, yo, I got to.
Then
so it was like being with Meek and Meek and Nikki, it was like regular, man. It was like, hey, our peers.
Yeah. Did she introduce this fake shit to the game?
Not
you think she was like the pioneer of it?
No. We gotta understand.
Who made them proud to have them BBLs?
You guys, it's like, I don't want to put it on forefront, but it's like, it's a lot of them in before our class.
Okay, yeah. So
it's like, people ain't paying attention to it now because it's more digital and media world. The see what's going on instead of saying, all right, I'm going to go pay for it and do it. And then the person come out and like, oh, this person looks totally different.
Yeah. They catfish you. So you haven't been catfished? Like, I ain't hyped to meet her, but she bad. Now you get there and be like, hold up.
Yeah, I've been catfished a time before, like.
I ain't gonna say no names. We're gonna keep y'all, we protecting y'all now. Man, y'all lucky we dealing with civilized people. I can imagine dealing with any people that got some type of power, period, would be arrogant, no?
Right.
Money push that arrogance out of them a little bit? Some of them.
I can name some of them, but it's like, I'm not gonna expose them, but it's like, some of them,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, you still got regular people out here just getting money just like you, but there's a lot of people with money that's assholes.
Yeah. Is that arrogance called for? Is it warranted? Like, do they deserve it? They deserve to be arrogant?
No, I don't think so. Because at the end of the day, the same way you can go up, you can come down.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think they understand that? You think the celebrities get that?
They do, but they care less. Because they look at it like, all right, I'll make my money now.
Yeah.
They don't care when
they get used to that lifestyle. They don't ever think it's going to stop. I wouldn't. Me neither, though. Actually.
That's an everyday thing for them. So it's a frustrating thing for them all the time. So it's like, every time you got to pop out, try to be you, and then, you know, you got some of the people, this stuff. And it's like, that's every day.
You ever dealt with one that wasn't where they used to be? Like, they used to be up here and then their name ain't that loud no more? But
yeah, it's a lot. It's
and
a
they
lot.
Still act crazy? Or no, they know them? I get that. But why, though? you don't feel like bull no more. Like, if you know you bull, because even if your name not up here no more, you still cemented in legendary status.
Right. Some of them, I'm going to just say, some of them be in contracts, you know, where they be so hyped to get in position and don't have any lawyers and everything to read those contracts and read it down to them and tell them. And they take all their money, the IRS.
Yeah.
Some people be in debt with IRS where all their money is gone, and where the only thing they got is their name and trying to build up with the right candidate people to get them back and everything.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of them that I know right now that's lit, but not really lit.
Yeah, they be capping. Mm-hmm. Or do they be capping, or we cap our own self?
We cap our own self.
Yeah, because they don't put it out there.
I'm going to just say they be lit in their world.
Yeah.
But in the same time, on the financial tip, they're not lit.
What about depression? You ever dealt with an emotional person that was, we see them, they look high, but they really always doubting something? Or,
it's a female that I know was in that mold and at her own show.
How you stay around that energy?
It's like,
it don't bring you down, absolutely.
Because my thing is, I come from here, 1520 West Ontario, sitting here in street, I come from here. So just from the former here, only thing I gotta do is go up. It's like, that's my whole theory. I gotta go up and get up and beyond to get my family in position and some friends that's around that support me still and try to do the best I can.
Yeah, you deal with that traditional, I'm gonna wait for you to pop and then try to jump on that bandwagon type thing, or you think that's out the door, man? You think pretty much people found the formula, or niggas still jumping on that bandwagon? Is it uncomfortable?
I'm gonna just say this. Everything that I do down there, when I do go to these events, I'll be solo.
That's the way to be.
Because now...
It's never boring to you?
I don't know, because like, at the end of the day, I'm going for a goal that I'm trying to reach.
Right.
So I can't worry about my friends or somebody. No, if I got somebody that's in the same pair as me, that's coming up, we're going to do this together, and we're going to go in the right way. Right.
What about traveling, man? As far as traveling, you never get lonely, you never get boring, you don't want to take
just say,
it.
No, traveling, I love it because it's a peace of mind.
Yeah, for sure.
Anytime I step foot on downtown to that airport and I'm about to hit through them gates, it's like my mind is not even thinking about what's going on at that time as far as home. So.
You ever had to improvise? Like when you went there for a reason and that reason didn't happen and you created your own reason and went from it?
Yeah.
I go to Cali, it's a show, the show get canceled or some shit, now I just figure out what I'm doing.
I just recently just went through that, Enes, that's an artist I co-manage, with two other guys, Chuck Lawless, Hennessy Cat.
Right.
Ness went down, yeah.
You added to your damn credentials, man.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Appreciate it, man. Straight up and down. I really mean that.
It's
like Ness went down there, we finished the opponent. And the opponent never showed up.
He was scared?
More than likely.
Yo, Ness, listen, I never heard, Ness is another kind of guy. Like, he can keep rapping and rap and rap and not say the same shit twice. He keep getting on Instagram spitting new shit. Like, I'm like, yo, bro, usually you'll hear somebody rap something, that shit will be on the DVD, it'll be over here and over here.
Yeah.
Ness say that shit once. I don't even know if he remembers those fucking raps. Like, if you could be like, yo, say this shit from September 8th. Could he do it? Could he just bring that shit? He's a unique guy, man. And he animated, which makes the rap fun.
Right.
You know what I mean? But is it tough being a manager?
A little bit. It definitely get overwhelming.
Kind of time consuming?
It's like, you got to figure everything out. Because he's only thing to do is to be an artist.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to think about events.
Business.
Making sure that people got the deposits and everything, the dates and everything, got to make sure everything is sorted out. And that's why I'm kind of glad I got two partners to help me out with it, ways that we can push together. Because this whole job is to make music,
mm-hmm.
create content.
Yeah.
We got to figure out the videography, the studio time, different areas that we got to work, create new content to bring it in to make this better.
That's a great manager right there to know what he need to do to make this artist go this way. Especially an artist that already been out there. You know what I mean? An artist that pretty much know the game a little bit.
Right.
Where do you start to learn the game? Where do you begin to learn this game? Or is it just
It wasn't from none of my Philly parents.
I was hearing you ask that next. Like, how you feel about staying here to become successful and that type of stuff? You feel like you need to travel? Can you be successful in Philadelphia?
You can. You gotta be successful, and then you gotta take your next mission out of Philly. because like it's like your support is gonna grow from Philly temporarily. Once they see the building, like, oh, I ain't gonna support them no more. They gonna drift off.
Yeah.
But the real support comes from out of town.
All the time, man. Philly is very flimsy in the support. They very. All you gotta do is lose one time. Mm-hmm. Floyd Mayweather did that, though. He made people start feeling like one loss is you trash. When it's really not true, people are legends with a lot of 3 or 4 losses.
Like it took for you know my New York guys, they from Yonkers, the Locks.
New York.
Jada Kiss and Styles P is the first guys that gave me a cool sign besides Pinky the Corner Bro.
Word. So I remember the Pinky shit.
So those three people, they the one that believed in me, that had me around consistently. Like, I believe in you as a real person and as a business. I'm going to help you grow.
A porn star and two records.
Right.
Major. So how do you deal with trust? Like, how do you know when you can go ahead and believe in what this motherfucker's saying versus... Man, he full of shit. I know you dealt with enough. Man, I hear that. That's full of shit right there.
Pretty much put your hand out there first to push everything out there first to see if they're going to be on the same type of time. Yeah. If they give you short ends of the stick and not pushing as far as you, it's like, you know they ain't there for you. They just there for themselves.
How you meet Pinky?
The internet, we was always talking on Twitter.
Oh, she was a responder.
Yeah, so then she came through in Philly for a nightclub. So it was like, once I told her, like, yo, I'm such and such, she's like, oh, Steps, you know what I mean?
Shit, and you got right in the game. So you think it was easier?
No, so how I came at her is, like, I came at her with money. Like, I was doing rap DVD.
Right.
And I told her straight up, yo, I got $1,500 to bust your ass on my camera.
Okay.
And she looked at me like, how you get your camera in here? And
she
was on business.
Yeah.
And I respected it. So she like, well, I don't do that for none of that type of bread that you're talking. And if I'm doing it, you know, I'm getting paid $5,000 or better.
Okay.
And I want compensation after these DVDs are sold.
Oh, she was really up on
this. So I'm like, damn. And she's like, oh. So she like, but I like how you carried that. You know, we could talk and do business. Take my number. And from there, we was just set in that mold.
How do you think the people that try to start up their businesses outside of consistency, how do you think they fail at it? Like, what do they fail at? What do they weak at the most that's just not working for you and you ain't get that yet? Just the thing that's going to turn you over and get you that way. What do you think it is?
Sometimes it can be a little bit of financial.
Yeah,
that's one of the major parts as far as financial. And plus, not trying to keep writing in their book or their phone notes to keep content.
So you a writer?
Yeah, I write stuff down in my book.
You ever wanted to be an artist?
No.
Never wanted to be an artist?
Because I had a couple people that wanted to try to do it right for me. That's never my thing. My thing is that's more of a harder situation. I'd rather the easiest route that I can get in is the money coming that fast.
It's less of a thing. In business from the rip, you the boss from the door, the CEO. So you would be a Birdman.
I'd rather be in the scene, but in the dark,
right,
behind the scene.
Yeah, like a Slim.
Like Biggs or something like
Biggs. That. Biggs, yeah, Kareem Biggs.
I'd rather be behind the scene all day, every day. I'm just like, I care less to have a light because the light is already going to pay a bill.
You ever wanted to grab a little mentor, a little young boy mentoring in the game that was interested in doing what you're doing? Just grab him, take him around a little bit. Hey, yo, sign this permission slip. I'm taking him with me to New York.
I had an artist, and I took him from scratch.
Yeah.
And, you know, as a person, their personal life, get in the mix of business, I can't work with that.
Damn! So you think it's tougher to deal with women? Versus a male artist because of that, I think
it'll be a lot easier with them.
Really? Yeah. Women got high maintenance bills.
They do, but especially if the ones that got the real grind, you mean, they'll come together.
Man.
So I think it's more easier with a woman than a male rapper.
What males deal with? What's the shit that get on your nerves about them?
Some of them might get lazy.
They don't keep writing or they don't want to do their work.
They don't want to go with start from the grind. They be with the grind, but when it come to it and they're doing the work, they'll get lazy partially.
Yeah.
But that's why, you know, it's a lot of artists in Philly that I work with. I really work with.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I got an artist that already been in the game, that know the game, that understand everything.
Yeah.
That was like a lot more easy for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How the fuck y'all deal with groupies, dog? How do y'all say no to them women, man? Like, how?
It's like, how can I say it? You gotta treat them like yourself. Some people may be, damn, it's not something. But sometimes you still gotta treat them because you never know that one groupie might be somebody in their world.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, damn, come on, let's take a description. Oh, can I? Hey, boy, a manager or somebody that you can connect with me.
Man, I ain't even never thought of it like that. I just thought it was always a hassle. I just thought it was always a rumble in the jungle with a groupie where you gotta try to deny him or dodge him or go the other way out the venue so that they won't catch you or whatever the case.
My thing is, if you got that one groupie that got to you, paying and everything, that really got to you through the back and everything, they somebody that got some folks that got their brand.
Yeah.
So keep them on board. You never know. They probably be the ones that try to get you a multi-million-dollar shit going. Yeah,
that's right. And they work hard for you, too. Especially if they like you.
Like you and love you, because you got a lot of fans like, oh, I love you. They want to kiss you and do whatever.
How the fuck y'all deal with that? Mm-hmm. How you deal with a stranger? Bro, you don't know whether to punch them or hug them. Like, they running up to you like, yo, Twizzle, oh, shit.
I had some shit like that. It was a nigga groupie.
Yeah.
Like, he was a fan. Well, I'm in Atlanta. I feel like my family is just be here, but it's kind of big.
Right.
We in the mall, Lenox Mall. You know how big that mall is.
Definitely.
So we in the mall. The nigga, he circling me, messing around inside the, I think who was we at? I think he was like in the little Louis Gucci store, Neiman Marcus store. Let me see that.
Yeah.
And there, I see the nigga, he circling around in there. I said, let me know my shit.
Yeah.
I said, let me let Ness do him. So I see him, he now he picking up strong, he like this in the joint. I was mad come up on him like, hey, what's up? Who you in here for, bro?
I'm doing
my shit.
Yeah.
Oh no, bro. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So he like, that's who you is?
Shit.
I'm like, I'm saying, like, you don't know who the fuck I am, dog.
Yeah.
I've been out of my, I'm from Philadelphia.
Like, hey, behind the camera.
So I was like, no, I know who you is. You was just working with such. So I back up a little, but I'm still on point for my Instagram page up. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he really knew you.
I apologize.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, all right. He's like, no, I just seen Ness do it. You don't want to put in the picture, this and that, y'all working. And I'm like, man, listen, I apologize. This is new for me. But I just got to just keep my eyes and ears open and just watch.
Where your favorite place to be? Not Philly.
In Philadelphia?
No, not Philly. I know Philly can't be your favorite.
ATL. I love Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's like Atlanta, it brings a lot of good content. And Atlanta is just like New York, don't sleep.
Yeah.
So I feel like Atlanta got more business opportunities for me.
What's up with Texas?
Texas, I love Texas. No, I love Texas. I got family that live out Texas.
Everybody loves Texas.
And the price up here for these little houses, $200,000-$300,000, their houses way better with land. And then I just got this really tour on my Instagram page that I've been seeing posts every day. The land, pool in their yard, everything there. Where's the $200,000-$400,000?
That land important, man.
That's very important. So I've ever paid my money. If I'm paying $300,000 on a shitty ass house in Philadelphia, I remember with a text and buy $300,000 with land, mailbox out there, was it ain't even gotta tap your door.
Yeah.
You can
build on that land.
Exactly. Yeah. Even if you want to build before they even get to your door, so they can put your postal service and stuff in there. Here's my own mailbox for that.
Right.
Instead of my mailbox being so close to home and Winslow, you never know, might have your blinds or you might could be getting busy. They ain't like, oh,
yeah,
man, what's going on in there?
Nah, you right.
So I'd rather somebody, my mailbox right here before you even get to this door.
You fear security? You fear for your safety and Nessus anywhere you go?
No.
You don't worry about that.
No, it's like we ain't been rocking with no security at all. We just been solo doing this still. Gravitate to the people. But you got some, I'm just saying, you got some security and you got some alliances that we take it over dramatic.
Yeah.
I just went through something like that, you know, this week at a pop-up shop.
Yeah.
And they be just over dramatic. They don't know what's going on.
Doing their job too much. Yeah.
And some of them people, they just be so much of a tanker and groupie and trying to pave a way and trying to get in so badly, you're not even dig, you're not with them. Our styles give me the best impression. A nigga came to Styles and said, yo, if you ever need me for security, you may let me know. I'm trying to be your security. So security boy, you know, he's tall, but he got weight on him. a little muscular, tall, and styled like this, like, he like, bro, you gonna have to put me down first to be my security. So I'm like, when I heard Styles there, I'm like, damn, he right. He said, yeah, he said, I'll pay you. If you can put me down, knock me out all X, Y, Z, and third to be my security, he said, try to put me in.
Yeah, you a different nigga when you don't even mind getting knocked the fuck out. Man. Like, if you challenge a nigga like, yo, nigga, you gotta go through me first. Hey, you a whole nother nigga from there, man.
Right.
Straight up. What's some of the misconceptions that these motherfuckers got when they think that I'm gonna make $1 million, I'm gonna get a deal, and I'm talking about the young rappers that don't know nothing about business. What's some of the misconceptions that they got? Like, they think they're going to come get a deal from Twine for $20 million. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't understand that it's a process, that it's a grind that you got to go through before you even... They don't know promo tours. They don't know nothing.
They just be so hyped to get in.
Yeah.
And now they bring that mix back, that dancing world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That dancing world from back in the day is Grease Kendrick back on surface.
Oh, you saying Criss Cross and them guys?
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. They are the ones. Like, okay. Like all the new youngins that just came in within 2 to 3 years, they've been working, but they see they can make money from the internet.
Right.
And they got kids that's willing to support the body music. So they be already on hell bent on tent with though they be before us.
Yeah.
Because they be accurate on that phone. So the kids be already knowing what's going on because they got parents going, oh, here go $100 to get you out of my face, $200. But they tapping into the media to see, oh, damn, if I put this song on this Spotify, I'm about to make $20,000. You never know where it might surface to because they already just serving it out. So they already ahead of the game before us. Let me say that.
That young boy, NBA young boy, don't even tour. And they can make, he just YouTube and kill him.
Yeah, YouTube and his streamers.
Yep.
NBA Youngboy. This is 2015. I emailed his people, but it was in his bio.
Mm-hmm.
He was already making $30,500 in 2015.
Uh-huh.
And he was booked 6 months ahead of time. So he was booked already. So it's like the date they would think I was trying to shoot for, it's like, no, that date ain't available. Oh, he's booked from here to here.
That's crazy.
And that's 2015. So I can only imagine 2022 right now.
Yeah. He a kid. That's a lot. That's a whole full life. That's an adult life for a child.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's too much for a kid? You think that's, if a kid got 20, 30 million, you don't think it's blocking their growth? You get that kind of money as a kid, it's hard for you to be told what to do, but you're still a kid.
Still a kid. Nah. But you gotta think some of us is experience too.
Yeah,
it's all up to their mindset. Is like, I'm pretty sure you and myself, like, I came in a adult world mindset early at 12, once certain people died for me that was close to my heart.
Right.
So I was like, damn, I really gotta step it up. I gotta start speaking because I was definitely a quiet person.
Yeah.
I had to start speaking out. Yeah, I gotta, before somebody get over on me.
For sure.
So I can only imagine with some of those artists that's kids, they probably had to think some of the same way, or probably got a person in the mix that can help them manage that type of stuff.
Yeah. What you think in them contracts get them the most? What's the thing that twists them the most? Like boxers, it's that rehydration clause. What is it for a rapper?
For a rapper, they gotta get my thing is for a rapper, the best thing to do is get a lawyer.
Oh shit.
They look over their contracts, because sometimes, like, even though it costs them, but they also can make the money the rest of their life damn near if they go do it right and continue touring and being relevant, even if your contract is shitty. Because there's a lot of people that got shitty contracts that still make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Whereas, so they getting the bigger book over there, okay, they might have made $3 million on this, but they got $1 million. You know, I mean, people ain't making $1 million or $200,000 in months at all.
Yeah, is a standard contract a shitty contract? You gotta basically, if you got a standard contract, you better know that that's a shitty contract, or it can be. It's no standard contract. It's all up.
I think they got standard contracts, but like some people don't care.
They just, I gotta get
money, I gotta do it now. I just seen an interview just with 50 Cent not too long ago. He like, man, he said, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go do it because I need money now. Like, bills got to get paid. I got to do what I got to do. Mm-hmm. He's like, regardless, he's like, yeah, my job, I made probably $250. I got like $60. He's like, I'm going to make that $60 work.
Floyd Mayweather said, I'll go to the club and get $10,000. I don't give a fuck.
But is it worth it? Because, let's just say a new bill on the table, right? We paying out bills and making the way now. So since the opportunity come, do we always have to jump on it, you think?
I feel like we do because family, we need help all the time. And it's like that pressure come on us all the time. So my thing is, have your lawyer sign, making sure, like, whatever the show. My thing is having a lawyer and having your manager on all your business. So whenever it comes down to it, whether you know you get stole from it, whether you want to renegotiate your contract, and your manager and your lawyer on it. So when it comes down to it, it's like, damn, I've been getting robbed for X, Y, and Z, and you informing your boss, like, yo, I want to renew my contract because I know I should be getting better at this. Mm-hmm. And he agreeing to it, and you writing every X right now. That's how it got to be.
So you saying the first person on your team should be a lawyer?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To look over good. Everything, yeah.
That's so.
Because some people would think
so
they
the
need a manager.
How you build a team?
How you build a team?
Second
like
first
you,
is a lawyer.
Your lawyer, and I'm gonna. You start with a lawyer first. Where though, he take his money off the top first. Where though, he already got law school and everything,
yeah,
business
5,
school.
10%.
And he got all that stuff going on, and you got to see if he can really carry it
yeah,
on the first way.
For sure. Absolutely.
So then that's when you hire people. All right, you got.
Different kind of lawyers.
You can have multiple managers too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I thought it was only one.
Some people deal with just one because they ain't trying to keep communicating with everybody.
What you think is better? Less is more or more is better?
I think more is better because even if the money is involved, but I feel like a person play their role. What's your role? What you know how to do? You know how to make sure the numbers is right on this and renegotiate the contract. You got that one role manager with so you make sure I get the money in my hand, passing it down, and you making sure the event is organized, going way smoothly. You got that type of manager. And you got a manager that's working consistently on the computers and making sure those numbers is going right.
Hell, motherfucking yeah. Damn, that's tedious work, man, for that industry. And that's probably why it's so easy to rob motherfuckers, because of that small print word shit right there. All of that stuff get hidden in a small print, you know what I mean? That's a lot, that's probably why a lot of them people get robbed, because they not gonna read the small print.
Right? Or they can't wait. Patience is a motherfucker.
A lot of them, I'm gonna say 80% of them definitely not gonna wait, because they like, I need this bread right here and now.
Right.
My mom in need, I'm in need. Like, some niggas, first thing they do is, they get cribs, and then you got some that just get the jewelry just for the media, for people to jump on fast, and then you got some that's really all in their business with it, like Promise Him, DMX. How often did you see really with DMX wearing big chains
and
watches?
Yeah, regular, low nigga, man.
X might have
that's
a chain,
a
little ring and all that, or watch here and there, but not even 10 X.
He really not a jewelry guy. He really
all that money is, I need my money.
Yeah.
Family gotta eat.
Yeah, for sure. Got a farm, nigga. That's major.
So what's some next steps, some next future plans? What you planning on?
What about your team? Yeah, that was a good question. Go ahead. Cause I was waiting on the A&R. I wanted to always hear about
see,
the
don't
A&R.
Don't they got something to do with a label? Was,
huh?
My brand is Get Your Weight Up, Making Moves Entertainment.
Yeah.
That's my brand, you know. It's already out there. It's all for my thing is if somebody can definitely come in and co-sign or say, yo, I want to do a business proposal, what can you bring towards the business together?
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I'm waiting on. Like, it's already all over the place, all over the world.
Yes.
From the Nicki Minaj, Ross, Drake's, Snoop's, Rick Ross, ZZ. A lot of the people already posted my brand with the logo on the brand. So my thing is, it's all going to take a matter of ticket if somebody come down and say, yo, I believe in you. I got this contract, or I got this check for you, Wizzo. We gonna go pushing this brand. Wizzo, I'm just saying what I say, a solid partner.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my thing I'm waiting on. Then we got your next lady, 540 Entertainment, you know, got.
Can you rush your neck no more?
He still got that, okay, but it's
okay.
Like, Yeah, man, he shot that out, but his actual label is 504 Entertainment.
Right. How long you been there with that?
Couple years now. Okay. It's more so pushing out there now. So on the tip, if a person wanna try to come in and say, yo, I wanna sign you, well, you gotta have everything on the table to sign me. Like, you can't just say sign me with this little chump change. Yeah. It gotta be a partnership, or you gotta say, yo, I got $1 million or $2 million, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, yeah, man, that's love, man. It's all love here. We here with Twizzle. We had a sister, but we lost her. She done turned into Houdini on us. I had the last few minutes for her, but it's all good. We're going to catch up with the queen for a part two. This is a part one for sure. I'm going to reschedule a part two just so that you guys can have clarity on just how you build a proper team, how you go about not getting robbed, how to be punctual, how to get places on your own. You don't always got to be with a crew. See, I see a lot of you young punks run around 40, 50 deep. Y'all come to my house like that. You come to my house like that. 8-9 niggas, one nigga getting a haircut. Like, what the fuck? Y'all don't have to travel like him. Y'all can travel like Twine and then get a lot more done. You dig? You just got to be serious about your business. I appreciate you. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Straight up and down, man. For real. That was a blessing. I needed that blessing.